Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm David Madden, and here's what's happening. It's been 7 months since the explosion and fire that shut down the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery. There were several developments this week in the future of the place, even though at this point, nothing's quite certain. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
On Wednesday, PES announced the winning bid for the refinery site was the $240 million offer from HRC Philadelphia, a subsidiary of the Chicago-based real estate developer Hilco. The city's managing director, Brian Abernathy, said the company indicated it would pursue a safer, more environmentally friendly reuse.
When you look at the refinery advisory group's report, Hilco checked a lot of the boxes.
But the next day, a group of creditors, including the refinery's union, announced they'd vote against the plan, in part for the very reason that it does not create an opportunity for refining. Ryan O'Callaghan is head of the Steelworkers Local.
We want the refinery to come back as a refinery or fuel production facility.
The proposal goes before bankruptcy judge Kevin Gross on February 6th. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.
Earlier this week, an environmental group issued a report suggesting PFAS contamination in water systems across America, including Philadelphia. Now the Philadelphia Water Department's disputing that, as we hear from KYW's Kim Clovis.
The Environmental Working Group says one sample taken from the Philadelphia area showed PFAS recorded at 46 parts per trillion. But Kelly Anderson, manager of the Water Department's Watershed Protection Program, says the EWG did not provide enough information.
With limited study information, it's impossible for us to say that the results are representative of Philadelphia's drinking water quality.
She says PWD has an ongoing voluntary research program in place right now in efforts to understand PFAS, which appear in the region's drinking water. Anderson says results from the program will be released later this year, maybe as soon as the summer. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.
Sentencing is set late next month for two men convicted in Camden County Court in the slaying of a Winslow Township woman 2.5 years ago during a home invasion. Tyler Drail and Quamir Benjamin were found guilty of breaking into the home of Deanna Scordo's father in a robbery attempt. The woman was shot 3 times during the break-in and died shortly after police arrived. Both men were convicted of felony murder, armed robbery, and more after a week-long trial. They could be sentenced to life in prison. And out of Winslow, there is an arrest in a fatal hit-and-run accident earlier this week. The story from KYW's John McDevitt.
The Camden County Prosecutor's Office says 25-year-old John Buzile of Sicklerville was charged with leaving the scene of a fatal accident. He was also charged with driving with a suspended license. Officials say 47-year-old James Lawrence of Williamstown was struck by a vehicle on Wednesday night as he was walking on Williamstown Road near Two's Landing Road. Lawrence died at the hospital a couple hours later. Authorities say a tip led them to the vehicle and to Buzile. His court date has yet to be scheduled. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.
The Philadelphia Foundation's handing out money to groups that came up with ideas to make a difference in their communities. Tales from KYW's Hadass Kuznets.
Last November, people in Philadelphia were challenged to gather those they know for a program called On the Table, in which they discussed issues important to their communities over a meal.
We had over 6,000 people participate in discussions organized by friends, neighbors, co-workers.
That's Pedro Ramos, president of the Philadelphia Foundation. He says coming up with ideas was just the first step in improving their communities. To turn their ideas into actions,
we ran a grant program that awarded up to $1,000 to advance ideas that people had around their tables, and we are announcing here 50 winners of $1,000 grants. About a quarter of those grants focus on the 2020 census.
Other grants help solve problems having to do with lack of refrigeration in food pantries, gun safety, veterans issues, health, and more. Hadass Kuznets, KYW News Radio.
Ever dream of hitting the lottery big time? Sure, we all have. And now, if you play in New Jersey and get that lucky, you can keep your good fortune secret from the rest of the world if you want. I know many of you might like the idea of that 15 minutes of fame, but it's the aftermath that makes many the winner regret that press conference. Now New Jersey joins half a dozen other states, including Delaware and Maryland, that's giving winners the option to remain anonymous. Paulsboro Assemblyman John Bersicelli's worked for years.
If they have the good fortune of winning, their life should not be disrupted by strangers or long-lost relatives showing up at the door.
State lottery officials say they're developing regulations to put the new law into practice, and they'll anticipate implementing the anonymity angle in the future marketing campaigns. Of course, this all assumes winners can keep it to themselves, and that in themselves could be a challenge. That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.